Investigators say they are all but certain a piece of insulating foam was responsible for destroying the Space Shuttle Columbia and killing 7 astronauts. Under a cloudy sky in Texas yesterday, researchers used a compressed air cannon to fire a piece of foam at part of a space shuttle's wing, and the collision opened a giant, jagged hole. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Investigators have suspected that a loose piece of foam fatally damaged the shuttle's wing during takeoff, but they've never been absolutely sure. In 6 recent tests to recreate the impact, the foam had produced only small cracks. Yesterday's test was intended to be the last and the most realistic. For the first time, the foam would strike the wing where it had been hit during launch. The test began with a bang. The foam shot out of the cannon, moving too quickly to be seen. It hit the target at around 500 miles an hour and ripped open a hole 16 inches on a side.
We have found the smoking gun.
Scott Hubbard, one of the investigators who also works for NASA, addressed the press. He seemed to be speaking for the history books.
The test that we conducted at 1:30 p.m. today demonstrates that this is, in fact, the most probable cause of creating the breach that led to the accident of the Columbia, the loss of crew and vehicle.
The event felt like the last chapter of a mystery novel, where the detective ties up all the loose ends. One nagging puzzle has been that radar records show an object drifting away from the shuttle on its second day in orbit. That was hard to explain from the previous test results. Not now. Scott Hubbard picked up a piece of the shuttle's wing that had broken off during the latest test.
That piece that came off on the second day could very likely be part of the carbon panel itself.
The wing's leading edge is made of a ceramic called reinforced carbon-carbon. There had been some uncertainty about whether a small breach would have been fatal. This, too, now seemed irrelevant. Hubbard said the hole created in the recent test would have been big enough to allow hot gas to flow in during reentry, hot gas that would have eventually melted the wing. The dramatic results opened up some painful what-ifs. First, what if NASA had asked the military to examine the wing using its satellites, as some engineers had requested? NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe said recently he wasn't sure a satellite could have spotted the damage anyway, but that was when the damage looked like it might have been a small crack, not a gaping hole. And what if the astronauts had been able to examine the wing themselves? The hole would have been just out of view from the shuttle window, but what if they'd ventured outside? Hubbard said the investigators had asked a retired astronaut about the best way to look for cracks.
And he said that he could imagine devising a rig to go out and take a look, and he could put the face of his buddy this close. Well, obviously you can see this hole from very far away. I think a spacewalk, there's no doubt you would have seen this kind of damage.
Instead, a flight director emailed the Columbia shuttle captain to say the debris strike was, quote, not even worth mentioning. The shuttle's commander typed back, quote, thanks a million, with an exclamation point. Those emails were released last week. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.